Penguin Random House Audio presents Messy, The Power of Disorder to Transform Our Lives by Tim Harford. Read for you by Nicholas Guy Smith. Introduction. It was unplayable. On the 27th of January, 1975, a 17-year-old German girl named Vera Brandes stepped out onto the vast stage of the Cologne Opera House. The auditorium was empty and lit only by the dim green glow of the emergency exit sign. But this was the most exciting day of Vera's life. She was the youngest concert promoter in Germany, and she had persuaded the Opera House to host a late-night concert of improvised jazz by the American pianist Keith Jarrett. The concert was a sellout, and in just a few hours, Jarrett would stride out in front of 1,400 people, sit down at the Bösendorfer piano, and without sheet music or rehearsal, would begin to play. But that afternoon, Vera Brandes was introducing Keith Jarrett and his producer Manfred Eicher to the piano, and it wasn't going well. "Keith played a few notes," recalls Brandes. "Then Eicher played a few notes. They didn't say anything. They circled the instrument several times and then tried a few keys. Then, after a long silence, Manfred came to me and said, 'If you don't get another piano, Keith can't play tonight.'" Vera Brandes was stunned. She knew that Jarrett had requested a specific instrument and the Opera House had agreed to provide it. What she hadn't realized was that, caring little for late-night jazz, they'd failed and didn't even know it.